if you can start shifting that a little bit, I know that's been a game changer for me from I could never do this to let me try and see what happens. That right there.
Every one of us right now has flaws. If we focus only on those flaws, we're going to believe that we're unattractive. You either have a deep belief that you are attractive or you have a deep belief that you are not attractive. Both of those beliefs are made up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up in your life, your love, your health, and your wealth.
No matter where you are now or where you've been, there is a next level. We bring you 5 episodes a week, 4 of which are solo episodes with Kevin and I, and 1 world-class guest to help you get there.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode with our amazing mentor, coach, and friend, one David Meltzer. Today, for episode number 617, what are you telling yourself about yourself? Alan came up with that title. It's a great title.
Thank you, brother.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. To open up here quickly, I think that we all have heard about identity, and I wonder to myself how often we check in on that. I was on the phone with someone yesterday, and they were talking about basically how they're shy and how they're not really an outgoing person, and I think that those types of sayings can really limit you, because if you believe that you're not an outgoing person, what are the chances you're going to go up and talk to that person at that networking event that could change your life, right?
So I did an exercise with clients yesterday, and it was just a word association. So when I say this word, tell me what you think of.
Fire.
And one of them was where they work. The other one was social media, because we were talking about social media. But imagine if you did that for yourself. Okay, let's do this. When I say Alan Lazarus, what do you think?
Me. What do I think? I think me.
Go deeper.
What do I think? I think exceptional, enthusiastic, and caring.
Your 3 words.
Yeah.
So I would say that's part of your
identity.
Your identity.
Yeah.
Right? I think if you're out there right now, I like to think of it this way. Anytime you say, I'm not enough, you're literally saying what you feel like your identity is.
Right.
I'm too shy. I'm not smart enough. I'm not fit enough. I'm not beautiful enough. That's literally that's the story you're telling yourself about yourself. So for me, my identity was the short kid. I'm too short to get a girlfriend. I'm too short to be successful. I'm not smart enough to be successful. And obviously we're asking you, what are you telling yourself about yourself? But it's so important, because that's the lens through which you see your entire life.
Right.
If you feel like you can't be successful because of this reason, you won't be successful because of that reason until you figure out your identity is adopted. You've adopted your identity from your experiences, your past, your traumas, your pleasures. So I think it's super important. I have not understood the importance of identity really until this week, because you and I had a really deep talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very different when it comes to taking action. My identity doesn't necessarily have to mirror the action I'm taking, because then my identity does eventually, which is weird. But I know, explain that. Explain what you told me.
Okay. So I actually explained this to someone on the NLU team yesterday as well on the phone. Okay, so I talked about this a little bit on the meetup. Picture you have a pen and paper in your hand, and there's a circle that ripples outward. I want to start with the outer layer. So this is we all took biology, so the outer layer of the cell. Okay? That's your results. One layer in is your actions. One layer in from that is your thoughts. One layer in from that is your feelings, your emotions. And then one layer in from that is what you believe about yourself, which is your imagination. And they're all sort of connected. And so I'll just do this. What's a result that a lot of people want?
Nice car.
Okay, nice car. Okay, so if you see someone with a nice car, what is interesting is that the least relevant part is the nice car. So give me an example of a nice car.
I would say, just say like a Mercedes.
Okay, a Mercedes, yeah. New Mercedes.
New Mercedes. 2021
Mercedes, okay. Someone has a 2021 Mercedes-Benz. So that's a result that someone has. In your consciousness, do you determine that that person must be wealthy? Do you determine that that person must be smart? Do you determine that that person must be hardworking? Because that's not necessarily true. They could have inherited that money. Mm. They could have been in debt for that car. And so what you have to do is, the Mercedes is the least relevant part. What you have to do is reverse engineer. So the Mercedes is a result, aka an effect, but not the cause. So let's go one layer in from the Mercedes. One layer in from the Mercedes is an action. Okay, the action that needed to be taken to get the Mercedes is to go to a Mercedes dealership and to put a down payment on the car and to consistently pay that monthly payment. Okay, that's the action.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest issues for our listeners that we've seen is not everybody has people in their corner trying to lift them to the next level. And even the people who are trying to help don't always know how.
That's why Kevin and I created Next Level Group Coaching. It's a 3-month program on teams of 10 with all people committed to achieving their goals. Click the link in the show notes for more information.
And we only take 10 people at a time, so make sure you get in quick.
Then let's go one layer in from that. Okay, what's the thought that preceded the action? The thought that preceded the action was, I want to buy a Mercedes-Benz. Okay, what's the feeling? What's the emotion underneath this? One layer in from feeling, from thought is feelings. Okay, this person felt like buying a Mercedes-Benz probably because they believed on some level that it would get them love, or it would get them significance, or it would get them a better life, or a better drive to work, or more reliable, whatever it is. It's an association. One layer in from that is imagination, aka your identity. Whoever bought that Mercedes-Benz in this analogy on some level believes that they are worthy of a Mercedes-Benz, and that a Mercedes-Benz is a good car, that the quality of their life will improve if they buy this Mercedes-Benz. So all of those things need to line up in order to go get a Mercedes-Benz, and it even goes deeper. So if you're out there right now and you want to buy a Mercedes, that's the least relevant part. The most relevant part, in my opinion, is, are you the type of person who can master financial acumen to be able to afford a Mercedes-Benz? That's what I look at. So the fruit is the Mercedes. The root is a deep belief in your own ability to earn more money and manifest a Mercedes-Benz. Mm,
I love that. That was a genuine game changer for me, because I just take action, and eventually then my identity is like, oh, you're the kind of person who does this now.
Right.
It's the other way for me. But it's, what's interesting is your identity is probably different than it's ever been in some way, shape, or form, but is it trending in the right direction?
Right.
Is it going the way that you want? I had a conversation earlier about, again, social media, but it was somebody else, and they just said, like, I'm not the type of person who's creative and comes up with social media posts. And it was, I said, I wasn't either.
Right.
I wasn't either.
And now, when did they determine that, right?
And do you want to change that? That's the other thing. If you're okay with it, that's one thing.
Right.
If you want somebody else to do it, that's totally fine. But I would check in. We try to give an action here.
Yeah.
Always. I would check in with, what is the story you're consistently telling yourself about yourself? If you say, I could never do this because, okay, let's go, let's dig into that. Like, where does that because come from?
Right.
You weren't born with it, most likely. Now, some people were born with their becauses, their identities, maybe a disability or something. And that's part of their identity, but some people use that as a positive part of their identity, and that really helps them.
Right.
Right? So there's always a place that you can go with it, but that would be my takeaway. Do we have a PDF of what you described?
We have we don't have a PDF yet, but we can create one.
Do you think we can get one out before this launches?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so
absolutely. I can message Christina right after this.
Shout out to Christina, the best digital
asset creator ever.
Ever of all time. In the show notes below, we'll have it. I don't know how we'll do it, Dropbox link or whatever. I don't know how it works, but go below and just click it and you'll be able to see a visual of this. It really is genuinely game changing. And at the end of the day, we talk to ourselves more than we talk to anybody else,
for sure,
on the face of the earth. And a lot of times what we have to say to ourselves isn't always the most empowering positive stuff. If you can start shifting that a little bit, I know that's been a game changer for me from I could never do this to let me try and see what happens. That right there
changes everything.
Changes everything. You go from the person who doesn't try things because they're afraid of failure to the person who tries things and takes lessons from Jeffings. Like, that's a different life.
Completely.
It might not sound huge. You don't see a ton of results yet, but it is genuinely a game changer.
It's identity is everything. What you believe about yourself is made up based on evidence you saw, but you didn't always look at the right evidence. This is the last thing I'll say, and then we'll go here because we got 46 seconds on the clock.
I got dinner tonight with Taryn.
Kevin and I have a mutual friend who is genuinely gorgeous. And when we first met her, other people considered her gorgeous. Everyone considered her gorgeous, but she didn't consider herself attractive. And that's how made up beliefs are. How is it that everyone around her told her she was beautiful, but yet she didn't feel beautiful? It's because her thoughts were always focused on what was not beautiful. Every one of us right now has flaws. If we focus only on those flaws, we're going to believe that we're unattractive. Last thing I'll say, if you're out there right now, you either have a deep belief that you are attractive or you have a deep belief that you are not attractive. Both of those beliefs are made up. I could think I'm attractive. I could think I'm not attractive, regardless of whether or not I am or not. But if I believe I'm attractive, I'm most likely going to do a lot more things. I'm more likely to dress nice. I'm more likely to be a speaker. I'm more likely to be a model. I'm more likely to go to the gym. I'm more likely, you know what I mean? So you just have to understand the implications of what you believe about yourself. It's absolutely everything.
It is absolutely everything. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a few spots left open for coaching, one-on-one coaching. One of the beautiful things is I have been an emotionally driven person, and I know how hard it is to be consistent. I know how hard it is to get out of your comfort zone, and I know how hard it is to want better but not always feel like you can actually accomplish your dreams. So if that speaks to you, please reach out to me. Like I said, I have a few spots remaining, and I would absolutely love to help you get to the next level.
If you're out there right now and you want to start a business or grow your business, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
I will help you maximize your potential, but also the potential for your business. We have a really good business infrastructure that I take my clients through to help them build an online brand and business. If you need help in that arena, please DM myself at alazarus88 on Instagram.
And I'm at neverquitkid. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm showing you my tattoo now. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you. We love you. And as always, we do not have fans. We have family. We will talk to you on the next one.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for joining us for another episode of Next Level University.
One podcast episode can change your life forever. If you got value from this episode, please share it with someone you care about deeply.
And we will talk to you on the next one.